Today I don't have one topic, I just have many wisdom nuggets. I will try to cover each one in less than 1 minute or 2 minutes, so maybe one of them is going to hit your life and is going to change the trajectory that you already have. So the first one was from Myron Golden, he's a nigga from Florida, and that nigga, he knows things. And he was talking about the offer, la oferta, and he said this: everything in life is an offer that you give or an offer that you receive. And I was trying to digest that statement, and it's true. For example, if you are married, you offer the opportunity to get married to your wife, or vice versa, or she offers you the opportunity. If you have a car, someone offers you the car, and you offer money in exchange. So everything is an offer. And if maybe you don't have the things that you want to have in life, could be that you are not offering what is going to give you that kind of life. Maybe you are not asking enough money for your service or product. And why are you not asking enough money? Because maybe you are not comfortable with the quality of the service or product that you are offering. Once that you understand that, you don't hesitate to ask for more money or for ask for the fair value. Maybe another possibility could be that in your mind, there's like this scarcity mentality, and you will say, if my customer doesn't like the price he's going to leave and he's the only customer that I have. And now we go to the second thing, that maybe you are not offering to enough people. So I want to really dissect this thing of the offer. The offer is the thing that people buy. When people buy your product, they don't know how is your product, because especially if we are talking about a first time purchase, una primera compra, they have never experienced your product. They are buying the offer, remember. So you need to craft your offer as good as possible. As you know, the reason why I record this podcast is because I want also to learn about this. Many times we obsess with the product. I want the best product as possible, but we need also to know how to show the cookie. Saber cómo empaquetar la galleta. So that will be the first wisdom nugget. Customers don't buy the product, they buy the offer. Therefore, put as the best presentation as possible to the proposal that you are giving to the people, and show it to enough people. The second thing is from a Japanese influencer. I barely know her name, it's hard to pronounce, so I'm not going to even waste my energy pronouncing her name. But she said something interesting. She said that one of the biggest mistakes from middle class people is that they like to label themselves. And maybe this is the reason why many poor people became rich without problem, but it's sometimes harder for middle class people to become richer. Why? Because they are always stuck in one label, and most of the times, this one label is the profession. People say, if I am a doctor, I can only do doctor things. If I am an engineer, I can only do engineer things. You will be surprised the amount of friends, female friends that I have, that they make some money teaching English classes online, and they have different professions. Some of them are doctors, managers, interior designers, but they don't want to tell anybody that they are doing these activities because they say it's out of their profession. They are scared that society will judge them. And that is the same reason why many people are scared to offer, to sell things online. Many times, I have friends that they don't have money these days. They are struggling financially. And as you know, this is something that I always preach to everybody. If you don't have money, the first thing that I will do is go to my house or apartment. What are the stuff or the things that I'm not using in more than 6 months? Can I sell those things online? That is the first way to go. But many people do that because they are afraid of what society is going to say. They say, they have this logic. If I sell things, means that I'm not a good professional and people will judge me. And that is bullshit, you know? So remember this, you are not one label. You can wear many hats. I finished the career of management, la carrera de administración, and I'm also a YouTuber, I'm also a podcaster. By the way, I never studied communication, nunca estudié comunicaciones, and I'm running a podcast and a YouTube channel. I have a vitamin supplement line without being a trainer. So remember this, you can wear many hats, especially nowadays, 2024. These years, wearing just one hat is not an option. You need to have at least 3 or 5 skills that make synergy between them. The next one is embrace your mistakes and be comfortable to test new things. If you follow my YouTube channel, in the afternoon, I was stuck in my house. I was waiting for today. I bought some equipment and some toys for Armando, and nobody was in my house, so I had to stay at home waiting for the delivery guy. The piece of shit, he took like 4 hours to appear. And in the meantime, I decided to do a YouTube video in my gym. That is not a comfortable place to record, but I was like, you know, I'm going to be here anyway. Let's just test how it goes and just drop the video. Many people are not willing to test new things, and they are not willing to embrace mistakes. The reason why for me it's easy to practice my English, it's easy to improve my fitness, it's easy to network, it's easy to open conversation with women, is because I'm not afraid of making mistakes. I understand that embracing mistakes is a superpower. If you are afraid of not doing the perfect thing in the first attempt, you are never going to do things. You will see a lot of people that they buy like a huge inventory of products, and then they don't want to offer, they don't want to sell it because they are afraid that people will see that they are making a mistake. Embrace mistakes. Mistakes is part of growing in life. And the tip, the Uncle Balta tip that I can share with you, is always make mistakes, but make small mistakes. So mistakes are a way to check the floor. Chequeas el piso. If this is consistent floor, okay, I can keep working on this. So always do mistakes, but small mistakes. Let's go to the next one that is about monthly income. As you know, we have been programmed to be employees. And what is the thing with this? Is that everybody believes that if you are not making like a monthly income, something is wrong with you. And sometimes in order to explore new fields, new opportunities, you need to suppress or to stop receiving some monthly income. And it's scary. I know that it's scary. But I know many people that they don't have a family. You don't have like a big responsibility out of just covering your basic expenses. So many people can take the risk of not working for a company and just exploring opportunities. But their fear of not receiving this monthly salary is what stops them. There is a popular phrase that goes like this. The biggest killer of dreams are wage monthly income, salarios mensuales. That is the biggest killer of many dreams. That's why to many people, because many people tell me, oh, before starting my business, I want to work for a company. Usually my answer is be careful with that. Because once that you taste the feeling of having something secure each month, you don't want to risk. It's like they cut your creativity legs. So be careful with that. And if you're a business owner, and this is something that I had to teach, to explain to myself, if you're a business owner and you already make a lot of money, you have money for maybe 2 or 3 years in expenses in the future, you can sometimes deny some low opportunities for bigger opportunities. You can explore bigger opportunities that maybe they are not going to pop up in the first month, but they will in the month number 5 or month number 6. So if you already have money, be careful to be in this trap of always trying to get the next small check. It's better can sell 3 small checks for 1 huge check. So that's something extra to analyze. And it's like a counterintuitive to the idea that you should be investing your money in a monthly basis. If you check books about investing, they say you should take like a third or no, maybe a tenth, a 10% of your monthly salary and invest it. But what happened, because I think being a contrarian sometimes is the best thing. What happened if instead of investing 10% of your monthly income, you save that 10%, you wait for a bigger opportunity. Instead of just trying to chase any average opportunity, you go for that big, big opportunity. That's just something that I was thinking about. Those are the wisdom nuggets. Today was also the Chombo episode. He was talking about different things. I don't want to spoil the episode for you, but since we are almost about to wrap this podcast, maybe I can share some tips that he mentioned. He was talking about the war between Iran and Israel. And according to him, this is the narrative that we all receive on regular TV and regular media, that Israel countered all the attack from Iran, que Israel detuvo like 90%, 90% del ataque. But according to El Chombo, and I highly suggest you to listen that, Iran had success. Logró penetrar. They got to penetrate with their missiles, their bunkers of Israel. And why this is an interesting thing? Because Iran has a new kind of technology that is unstoppable to hold or to detain from other forces like Israel or maybe also US. And if that is proven true, that means that US, what is the main strength from US? It was the military power. Was people think it's the dollar. Yes, the dollar is one of the biggest things, but the real big thing is the military power. And if now Iran is proven that they can, you know, outsmart Israel, and by the way, many of the technology that Israel have is also the same technology that US have, then the other countries, China, Russia, are going to realize that US is not the king anymore. The world order is going to change. So be careful if you have all your savings in dollars. Be careful that always diversify, and especially diversify paper money. Don't have more than 50% of your savings just in paper asset or cash. That is kind of scary. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A little bit of everything. You know, I love to drop wisdom nuggets. And if one of them can hit in your life, it's going to make a positive impact. Remember, if you want to contact me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23986.